Now, will you notice verse 6? And here is a marvelous verse. Do you want to know how God created the heavens and the earth? All right, this verse will tell you how. You may not know any more after I read it than you did before, but you'll at least know how God did it. Listen to this. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. You know, the word of God is powerful. I saw a demonstration of a singer that broke two or three glasses by hitting a high note. But God used his voice not to destroy, but to create. And he spoke this universe that's in existence today just by his word. He said, let there be light. And you know, there's power in light. Electrical power is there. Electronic power. All kinds of power today. And you know how that all came into existence? God spoke. It's his word. Now, do you know any more than you did before? I don't, but I know God did it. That's the important thing. He tells us here how he did it. And now I must drop down in this psalm in verse 10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the nations to naught. He maketh the devices of the people to no effect. I wish that we could put this verse up at the United Nations instead of the one they've got there. They got the wrong one there of beating swords into plowshares, because they're not doing much beating there. They're beating each other, but not swords into plowshares. But this one would be great. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the nations to naught. Witness the past, the League of Nations. You remember that? And then even before the League of Nations, the Hague Conference on peace, all of it came to naught. You want to know something? Now, I know I'll get letters of criticism on this, but the United Nations is coming to naught, friends, because they've left God out altogether. Now, here is a great verse, and I'd love to put this up in Washington. I'd like for the president to see it. Oh, the Congress ought to see this one. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That ought to be put up there somewhere, because it's nowhere around right now. Now, will you notice, verse 13, the Lord looketh from heaven and beholdeth all the sons of men. He sees you. Verse 16, there is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Napoleon said that God is on the side of the greatest battalion. But he demonstrated he was wrong. Because at the Battle of Waterloo, he had the battalions, but he lost. God is not on the side of the one that has the biggest bomb by any means. Now, will you notice here, the psalm goes on, verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, upon those who hope in his mercy. How wonderful this is. And verse 21, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. May I make a suggestion? Why don't you saturate yourself with the Psalms? Now, I'm going to say something that's not nice, but I'm going to say it. Instead of running around today, friends, attending all of these conferences, to tell you about new methods of running the Sunday school and running the church and of doing this and that, why don't you stay home and read the Psalms? Get saturated with this portion of the Word of God, and it'll bring comfort to your heart, and it'll solve 99.4% of the problems that you and I are having today, and the church is having today. This is a rich area of the Word of God. Oh, how we need today to saturate ourselves with this particular section of the Word of God, that it might become meaningful to us, might enter into our lives, might be translated into shoe leather today. And these Psalms get right down where the rubber meets the road.